Are you hungry right now? If you are you craving something healthy? More likely, you're wanting something salty or sugary or starchy, even if you know it's not what you should be eating. Understanding your hunger and working with it is at the heart of the new book, I'm So Effing Hungry, Why We Crave What We Crave and What to Do About It by Amy Shaw. Amy is a medical doctor specializing in allergy and immunology and internal medicine, and she's written a book that includes science, recipes, and food hacks to make it easier for you to eat right without stress. Here's Amy.
Hello, my name is Dr. Amy Shaw. I wrote a new book called I'm So Effing Hungry, Why We Crave What We Crave and What to Do About It. I'm so excited to be here because I'm going to be telling you my five big ideas from this book. I thought a lot about this conversation because the gut-brain connection is something that is so new to people. It's a big paradigm change. We always think that we eat what we feel like eating, and it has really little effect except for the calories that we consume. What I'm here to tell you is that food is information. Food is information for your gut bacteria. And your gut bacteria, along with your own immune system and all of the neurochemicals there, will determine your mood. It will determine your cravings. It will determine how happy you are and how inflamed you are. So our cravings drive our behavior. That's number one big idea. So my story is that I was an Indian immigrant and I came with my parents when I was 5 years old to the U.S. And a few years into us settling into the U.S., we got the very bad news. We found out that my father, along with his five brothers and my grandmother, all had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. This was a devastating diagnosis at the time. We didn't know anything about the disease except that it had taken my grandfather's life not too long ago. Almost everyone in our family had this devastating disease. We didn't know how to control it. We didn't know how to change our diet in a way that could control our cravings, because even though my dad knew that he couldn't eat sugar, he craved sugar. And especially after coming to the U.S. and really being very busy and trying to keep up two jobs, he had really switched to a highly processed food diet along with soda, and he knew that it was going to be very difficult to stop doing that because every time he would try, he would get back on. This really distressed me because I knew that I was in for a future of inflammation and cravings and, yes, this devastating disease, diabetes. At the time, I thought, well, there's nothing I can do about it. But I started to research, why do we crave what we crave? And I went to nutrition school, and then I went to medical school, and I trained at the best places in the country for nutrition, and then for internal medicine and immunology and allergy. All this to say that in the end, I still didn't really understand how food was affecting the body. And so I started to do some experimentation myself, started to really look into the research. What struck me is that our cravings drive so much of our behavior. Dopamine is a neurochemical that's mostly made in the gut, actually over 50%. And it keeps us motivated to do the things we crave. It keeps us motivated to eat the things that we want to eat. But what I really was shocked about is that this is something we can retrain. This dopamine is something we can increase or decrease based on our diet and our actions. And I realized, wow, our cravings drive our behavior, and this is retrainable. So in essence, if you can control your cravings, you can be more satisfied, you can be happier, and you can really drive your own behavior. Number two, what if it's really survival of the fittest bacteria, not human? So instead of saying survival of the fittest, it's really survival of the fittest bacteria. So what I argue about in the book is that gut bacteria have the ability to hijack our brain. They literally are stronger than our own human body signals. What do I mean by that? If your gut bacteria are craving something, they will create peptides that look exactly like our craving signals, except they are stronger. they overtake our own craving signals. They also make dopamine and serotonin, as I mentioned before, which are happiness chemicals. And these chemicals are, again, stronger than our own endogenous dopamine and serotonin. Gut bacteria have the ability to hijack our brain. So if you want to be the fittest human, you really want to have the fittest bacteria. Big idea number three. It only takes 3 days to change your microbiome. What's so interesting is that we know the microbiome now has power to control our cravings, to make us happier, to make better decisions. But what we didn't realize that it takes only 3 days to start to see marked changes in the microbiome. A 2014 landmark study that I talk about in the book found that in 3 days, they could see a marked change in the microbiome because of a dietary change. They asked patients to make a large, rapid change to their diet from a highly processed meat-based diet to a highly unprocessed vegetable-based diet. And they looked at them for 2 weeks. What they found is it took only 3 days to see a marked change in the various types of bacteria and the number of bacteria. So we want both diversity in our microbiome and we want higher numbers. And that started to happen within 3 days. That is so encouraging for me because I know that we want to change our cravings. We want to change our happiness. We want to change our inflammation levels. And the power is in our hands. We can do it through diet. What else works for changing our microbiome? That's big idea number four. The best probiotic we can take is exercise. The best probiotic is exercise, especially a sunny walk. A walk outdoors has this magical effect on our gut bacteria. It has a magical effect on our hormones. It has a magical effect on our mood. Gut bacteria create a compound called short-chain fatty acids in response to exercise, especially nature-based exercise. And they send these anti-inflammatory signals through the body, to the brain, around the entire being to calm down inflammation, to improve mood, to make you more satisfied. This is a way for us to get control of our cravings, to feel happier, to change our microbiome in a positive way. Exercise is one of the best tools we have. It's better than any pill probiotic. Putting on your sneakers and going for a sunny walk is one of the best thing you can do for your gut bacteria. In I'm So Effing Hungry, I talk about how we can use exercise in different ways, but the simplest way is just to go outside, get nature time, because our gut bacteria have circadian rhythms. They get input from our body when we are in nature and when we're moving. And this has great effects on our mood, our cravings, and our behavior. Big idea number five is psychobiotics are the new frontier in medicine. Psychobiotics sounds like a weird word, but it is fascinating. I talk about it in a full chapter in I'm So Effing Hungry. Psychobiotics are bacteria that can change the entire mental state. They took patients with schizophrenia and they looked at their microbiome and they saw distinct differences. In fact, the researchers could tell which patients had schizophrenia just by looking at their microbiome. They next took this microbiome and transplanted it into germ-free mice. And they took normal gut bacteria, non-schizophrenic gut bacteria, and put it into other germ-free mice. And they mixed them all up. And they found that the mice that had received the schizophrenic bacteria actually started to display mice schizophrenia. I don't know what that looks like, but the gut researchers knew which animals had gotten that bacteria because of their behavior. So fascinating. We can transplant behavior. We can transplant mood. We can transplant cravings just by changing the gut microbiome. I think this is fascinating. This is the new wave of the future. We can cure disease, mental health, and physical health by changing our gut because they communicate with our immune system, with our hormones, with our nervous system, and they create change throughout our body. These are my big ideas. I'm Dr. Amy Shah. I am so grateful for you for letting me share these big ideas that can change today and our future.
Thank you, Amy. That was Amy Shah with five big ideas from I'm So Effing Hungry, why we crave what we crave and what to do about it. You might also like our book Bite 4, Anxious Eaters, Why We Fall for Fad Diets. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.